أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ آتينا موسى الكتاب والفرقان لعلكم تهتدون. This was the sixth favor of Allah Ta'ala which Allah mentions on the Bani Israel, that Allah Ta'ala had given them their kitab, the Torah, and that kitab was either, it was defined by two different words, the kitab which collects all the subject matter of hidayat for mankind, and it was also furqan, differentiating between right and wrong. Or it means that the kitab, the Torah was given, and the miracles that were given to Musa alayhi salatu was salam. And the real object of the kitab was not only for barakat, not only for sawab, which is right, but لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ, that they would come onto the right path. And that is what is required, that we get hidayat, that we walk the right path, the straight path. And this applies to us also. The Quran Sharif that has been given to us is not only for barakat and for sawab, which is correct and which we have to do, but it is to guide us on the right path. We should think that how much do we take the Quran Sharif as a kitab of guidance, that it guides us. We take it as a kitab for ibadat. We make lot tilawat. Ramadan we try and increase our tilawat, which is all required and which is correct also. When somebody passes away, we may make khatams and we pass the sawab, which is also very good when it is done correctly. But the main thing, the kitab, is to guide us. So when this kitab was given, then we find in the meantime, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was gone to collect the kitab from Allah Ta'ala, the Torah, yeah, behind him, Samiri, which was one of his followers, but who was a munafiq, who showed a outward form of great piety, but he had introduced them to the worship of the calf, idol worship. So then they got divided into three different groups, the Bani Israel. One was Harun alayhi salam, who was left in charge of the Bani Israel. He did not, and his followers, they did not worship the calf, the idol, in any way whatsoever, and they stopped the people from it. They told them, this is wrong what you are doing. So they did that important duty of Amar bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar. That was one group. The complete opposite group was Samiri, who introduced this idol worship in them, and the people who followed him, and they worshipped it. So that those were two distinct groups. In between was a group of the Sakitin, those people who kept quiet. What we will say today, I don't want to get involved. I see the wrongdoing, but I don't want to say anything. There will be more trouble if I speak, etc. We keep away, we shy away from it. And our duty also is Amar bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar. The whole Ummah also, and then according to the various categories, the ulama particularly, and all the other righteous, pious people, they are more responsible. So this was the third group that did not stop them. They did not do any idol worship, and neither did they stop them. And Allah Ta'ala, as explained in the ayat before, Allah had forgiven them. But that forgiveness, the form that it had taken was this, that the people of Harun and Ali Salam and his followers who did not worship the idol, they stopped the others, they were not involved in any guna. So they were absolved completely. However, the people of Samiri who worshipped the idol, and all of them, they did the evil and they carried on with it. They were the wrongdoers, and Allah had decided to forgive them also. And the Sakitin, those who kept quiet, they were also wrongdoers. They did not worship the idol, but they did not stop the others. So Allah commanded that these Sakitin, those people who kept quiet, they must now kill those people that worship the idol. And in this form Allah made their tawbah, that those now who will be killed in this, and by then, by that they will be forgiven their guna. And these who will kill them, and it was their immediate family also, whoever was involved, they had to kill them. And in this way, they will be forgiven also. So in this way, this command of Allah had come. In this Shariat, Allah has made much things much more easier. But for them, this was the command that those who did not stop the others, that guna they had committed, they had to kill those people who got involved in the guna, and in this way Allah forgave them all. And also from here we understand an important point, the real life is of the akhirat. Yeah, in this world they had to go through that. It is no easy thing whatsoever. But for the akhirat they were forgiven. And that is the real life. And the real enjoyment is there. The sufferings of there are much, much more worse than the sufferings of this dunya. The enjoyments of there are much, much more superior than the enjoyments of this dunya. Dunya is extremely temporary. That is forever and ever. So, yeah, we learn this great lesson that we are all duty bound of Amar bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar. Whether it is in the family, whether it is in the community, we are all responsible for it, and not fulfilling it. This gives us an idea of how serious a crime it is not to do Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, just to be in the safe zone. Just to be that I don't want to tell anyone anything, I don't want my name to come in, I don't want to be bad in anyone's eyes, so I will just keep quiet. But in the eyes of Allah, that is a severe crime as well. Amar bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar, in the true sense of it, is a duty on this ummah also, and we are responsible for it as well.